Okay, today's mitzvah is mitzvah Taf Nun Beis, 452, as we continue in the 17th mitzvah of Parshas Re'eh, 17 out of 55, and we get to a major, right? We just had a major one last time, the mitzvah of Shechita. We have the mitzvah today of the Isser, the Aveira of Eiver Min Hachai. Eiver Min Hachai, one of the, of course, Sheva Mitzvahs Bnei Noach. This is related to the mitzvah already discussed back in Parshat Mishpatim, the Isser of Trefa, the eating of a non-kosher animal. So Eiver Min Hachai, or something that, or even a kosher animal that has a defect, a mum. But Eiver Min Hachai, as we know, is a specific Aveira, not just within the Isser of eating not kosher. Says the Torah. Where is this learned out from? It is not explicit in the Torah. Where does it say? Torah tells us here in Parshas Re'eh, Ach kasher yeochel atzatzviv eso hayol kentoch lanu, like you eat the chayos, so too you shall eat other animals. This was referring to the previous point about Shechita. Hatameh v'hatahar yachtav yochel lanu. Rak chazak levilti achol adam. But be careful not to eat blood. Ki adamu anefesh, because the blood is the life of a person. Now we already counted the Isser of Dam. But now we have the last phrase in the Pasuk. V'lo sochal hanefesh im habasar. Do not eat the soul with the flesh. Don't eat the nefesh with the basar. And Chazal learned out from that, Rashi says, Azhara le'ever min hachai. Eating a limb of a live animal. Why the animal is alive, obviously, that's considered eating basar with the nefesh. That is the source of the Isser of Eiver Min Hachai. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Shenim Nanu, Shlolechol Eiver Min Hachai, what is that allowed to eat the limb of a live animal? Klomar, what does that mean? What is a limb of a live animal? Eivar Shenechtach Mibal Chayim Ba'odenu Chai, a limb which was cut off from a animal, from a being, I should say. Ba'odenu Chai, we'll have to talk about people a little bit later. V'yalzeh Ne'amar V'losochal HaNefesh Ma'basar. This is the Isser of Eiver Min Hachai. And the Chiddush continues, if I eat an Eiver Min Hachai, I really get two Averos. I get this Isser of Lo Socha L'Nefesh Im HaBasar, and number two, I get the Isser of Trefa, U'Basar Basadet Trefa Lo Sochelu, because this is also in the category of Trefa. And it says it earlier as well, in Parshas Noach, Ach Basar B'Nafsho Damo Lo Sochelu. Why is it repeated here if it already is said in Parshas Noach? Said here, so as we know, we mentioned many times the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos and Maseches Chulin, the very important words of the Rambam on Daf Kuf in Maseches Chulin, where the Rambam says that the reason that we fulfill mitzvos, even mitzvos that we have from before Maimon Har Sinai, like Eiver Min Hachai, is not because it was commanded to Noach, right? Remember, this is what this today's Isser, today's Aveira, is the reason why Noach gets the credit and not Adam for the mitzvahs B'nai, right? We had the six mitzvahs B'nai Adam, but then we had Eiver Min Hachai. The other six, the big three, Gilui Arayos, Avodah Zarah, and Shvichas Damim, and Beis Gimel Dalet, Birchas Hashem, Gezel, and Dinim, those six were already given to Adam, but he couldn't eat any animals, according to Rov Rishonim. Even if the animal died, he wasn't allowed to eat it, according to Rov Rishonim. But post the Mabul, when Noach was given the ability and the rights and the allowance to eat animals, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, yeah, but not Eiver Min Hachai. So that's why Noach gets the credit, Sheva Mitzvos Bnei Noach, because the seventh one was his. But the Rambam, if you remember, says, in Chulin and Daf Kuf, Sim Libcha Al Ha'ikar HaGadol, concentrate on the klal in this Mishnah, without going back into that Mishnah, which was about Gid Hanasha, that the reason, Atari Saladas, Shekol Masha'anu Marchikim, O Osim Hayom, everything we do today, says the Rambam, Einu Anu Osim Elav Mitzvah Sakadosh Baruch Hu Al Yedei Moshe Rabbeinu, Alav Hashalom. The reason that we do Mitzvahs today is because of Har Sinai. Lo, Shakadosh Baruch Hu Amar Zeh Linevi'im, excuse me, Linevi'im Shalafanav, not because Hashem told prior prophets. Kigon Zeh, She'enonu, what's the first example? Aravera. Zeh, She'enonu, Ochlin, Eiver Min Hachai. The reason that we don't eat Eiver Min Hachai today, Eino Mipnei, Shekadosh Baruch Hu Osro Osol Noach. It's not because Hashem told Noach not to eat Eiver Min Hachai. You're right, that's a pasuk in Chumash too, like the Chinuch quoted. But that's not the reason that we don't eat it. The reason we don't eat it is because Moshe Rabbeinu told us at our Sinai not to eat Eiver Min Hachai. And the same goes for Mila, and the same goes for Gid Hanasha, and the same goes for any mitzvah that we might have had prior to Har Sinai. So that's the Rambam in the Pirush Mishnayos in Maseches Chulin. One has to be very careful. Story is told of when the Ba'al Hafla'a became the Rav in Frankfurt, he had a certain shaila. A woman came to her, came to him, and she was cooking some type of milchik dish. I don't know, maybe a cheesecake, some type of milchik dish. And all of a sudden, a chicken jumped into the pot and died right away. Boom, right? From the heat, died right away. They took the chicken out very quickly, and the shaila was, what do you do? Chicken, milk, basa b'chalav. So what exactly is the halachas? They went to the new Rav in Frankfurt, they went to the hafla. And the hafla said, not only is it usher to eat, you're not allowed to even give it to a non-Jew. Not allowed to get any benefit from it. And the whole community, all the other rabbanim were up in arms. What do you mean? What do you mean? It basa b'chalav. Is it really basa b'chalav? It's not basa b'chalav d'araisa, it's a chicken. And most it's basa b'chalav d'rabbanan. Basa b'chalav d'rabbanan. Is that usher b'hana'a? Not just usher b'achila? So the flat turns to them and says, I don't know what you're talking about. I'm not worried about basa b'chalav. I'm worried about Avram and Achai. Right, this chicken jumped in and it was alive. And the taste and the time of this Avram and Achai went into this chicken, went into the cheese, went into the milk. That's, and Avram and Achai, as we know, is usher even for B'nai Noach, even for non-Jews. And therefore, you can't give it to a non-Jew, not because it's usher Bahana, but because it's Lifnei Iver. Because if you give it to a non-Jew, it's like passing, the Gemara gives these examples, of passing a wine to a Nazir, passing Avram and Achai to a non-Jew. And when the townspeople heard that, they're like, okay, he could be our Rav. Right? This is one of the flaws, the Rebbe of the Chassam Sofer. Good. We continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Mishorshi HaMitzvah, Kidei, one of the messages behind the mitzvah of the Isra of Avraham Achai, Kidei Shalom Nilmod Nafshenu B'midas HaChzarius, Shemidah Maguna B'Yoser, right? It's a certain type of brazenness and inappropriateness if I'm looking at a chicken and I'm eating the pulki while the chicken's walking around short of pulki, right? It's not appropriate. It's achzarius. It's brazenness. It's a lack of rachmanis. Yes, we're allowed to kill animals. Yes, we have to kill them in the fastest way possible. As we discussed yesterday, the mitzvah of shechita, which is what the majority of the world believes in, if you're not vegetarian, that one is allowed to kill animals in a humane way in order to partake of them. And that's why we're in the, they were put in the world for us to use and to serve Hashem with. But we have to be careful how we do it. And if we act in a certain extreme way, in a brazen way, so that is an aveira. Ube emes, she'en achzarius ba'olam gadol. There is no greater brazenness. Mimi she'yachtoch ever opas mi'bal chayim bo'denu chay lefanov v'yochlanu. Then someone who would cut off a limb of a being, of an animal, that is in front of them and eat it. I've already said many times, the great toeles in being konem midos tovos v'nesrachim min aros. Not only does it make me a better person, but the greater person that I make myself, the greater halachic personality I make myself, the greater HaKadosh Baruch Hu will want to give me goodness. Good. This is a halacha according to Shulchan Aruch. Avram and Achai. We mentioned yesterday the first 25 simanim in Yerideya are about the mitzvah of Shechita. That was yesterday's mitzvah. Today's mitzvah is Avram and Achai. One simon in Shulchan Aruch. Simon Samach Beis. Shulchan Aruch says, Avram and Achai, Aser Bebehema Chaya Va'of. Aser, Avram and Achai is Aser in animals, behemos, tame animals, chayas, and ofos. All three. Is there anything else? Behemos, chayas, and ofos? Says the Pischei Tshuva here. Only one of the achronim, the Shlach Kadosh, says, oh, what about if you have an animal like the ones that were talked about in Maseches Sanhedrin? What is Maseches Sanhedrin? The Gemara tells us of Amoraim, who created an animal every Erev Shabbos in order to partake of it. Every Erev Shabbos. So, what about Avram and Achai from an animal that was Nivra Al-Yedei Sefer HaYitzira? Asked the Shlach Kadosh. So, Behemosh Nivra, they say, Kamot Matzinim B'Gemara, Dibra Igla Tilta, B'chol Erev Shabbos, Mutalach lo bodochai, says the Shlach Kadosh, L'chor, there's no Isra of Avram and Achai by an animal that was created that way. Because that's not Behem Achai Va'oth, that's something else. That's something else. Just like the Gemara there says, the person that was created through Sefer Yitzira, there's no Isra to kill him. Right, like Rib Zera did. And he says, explains the Shlach, this quoted right here in the Pischei Tshuva in Yerideya, that was the issue with Yosef and the brothers. The Gemara tells us that Yosef said Lashon Hara about his brothers to Yaakov Avinu, oh, they're doing Averas, they're eating Avram and Achai. He thought it was Avram and Achai. Because he thought, right, the big issue is, what was Yosef saying? What were the brothers doing? These were the Shiftei Ka. So Yosef Savar that it was a Behema Gemura. Yosef thought it was a regular animal. But really, the brothers were Borea. They created it out of the Sefer HaYitzira. Right? The Masorah is that Avram Avinu wrote the Sefer HaYitzira. Right? That was very early. It was already around. The Shvatim, how many Sfarim did the Shvatim have? They had a Sefer HaYitzira. That's about it. right? They were the Torah. So they had to say every Yetzira. So he says, Mikol Makom, still, says the Pesachei Tshuva, I think it would be usher to eat it without Shechita because of Maris Ayin. But either way, that is the issue that the Pesachei Tshuva brings up. Good, let's continue. Says the Sefer HaChinuch, Midini HaMitzvah, the halachas of the mitzvah, what Chazal say in Chulin, that's where these halachas are. She Isser Ever Menachai, Noeg, Bibehema, Chaya, Va'ov, B'tahorim, Avalo B'tameim. Ever Menachai only applies, the Isser of Ever Menachai only applies to kosher animals. The Ever Menachai of a kosher animal is Aser to me. And if I eat it, I get the Avera of Ever Menachai. If I eat an Ever Menachai of a non-kosher animal, I only get the Avera of not kosher. Right? I don't get the Avera of Ever Menachai. That's what the Gemara says. The Gemara says there. There are interesting discussions of other elements, not exactly Ever Menachai, but related elements. The Gemara in Bechoros on Daf Vav, the Gemara tells us, asking the question, why is milk, Bechoros, Daf Vav, why is milk not considered Ever Menachai? Meaning the assumption of that question is that Aver Menachai doesn't mean literally a limb, but a product and something that was connected, that's something that was inside. A little larger, more flexible definition. The Gemara says, how do you know milk is kosher? How do you know milk is kosher? Maybe it's like Aver Menachai. So the Gemara there gives a couple of suggestions. How do you know milk is kosher? One of them being Eretz Avas Chalav Udvash. If you can't drink it, would HaKadosh Baruch Hu praise Eretz Yisrael about with milk? So it must be, so there are a couple of sources given, but there needs to be psukim. There needs to be psukim, amazing, to teach us that milk is not Ever Menachai. The Rishonim go into, okay, that's milk. What about eggs? What about eggs? Eggs should be Ever Menachai. So Tosfos and Chulin discusses this of maybe eggs should be a problem of Ever Menachai. Tosfos and Chulin, Daf Samach Dalet, says that maybe the reason, Tosfos quotes the Bahag, the reason why eggs aren't considered Ever Menachai is because he doesn't quote it, but he quotes a raya from a Gemara. Because the Gemara has to quote a pasuk to teach me that an egg from a non-kosher bird is treif. What do you mean? If all eggs are treif, you don't need a special pasuk to teach me that an egg from a non-kosher bird is treif. Ayotzim and atame tame. So why do you have to specifically quote a pasuk? It must be that generally eggs are kosher. It's one. But it's a raya by omission. The Ramban says, well, when eggs get fertilized and they become chickens, and they become chicks, they're kosher. How do you have something kosher coming from something not kosher? So it must be the eggs are kosher. Either way, it's must be, but the Rishonim deal with this issue of why milk isn't Ever Menachai and why chickens. I saw a number of some of the Achronim, the first Pesachei Tshuva, right here in Siman Samach Beis, discusses that some of the sources that are brought by the Rishonim are sources that apply to Jews and not to non-Jews. So he asked the question without answering it. Says the Pesachei Tshuva, quoting the Beis Ephraim, I think there's a problem that, also quoting the Chassam Sofer, that it should be a problem of feeding eggs to non-Jews. Because the sources quoted by the Rishonim are only sources relating to Jew and Jew. Meaning to Jew and non-Jew, which still have the status of Ever Menachai. And you're not allowed to give Ever Menachai to a non-Jew. That's the question that is asked here. The Kasav, this is the quote of the Pesachei Tshuva according to the Chassam Sofer. Tamiya eich ayur regilim bizman hashas limkar beitzim lenachri v'hatora v'itira mefurish b'shas u'poskim. I don't understand. That's an interesting question. That is the, but the issue is that it might be a possibility of Aver Minachai. Interesting. Aver Minachai also in Yonah the Yoma comes up, right? Today is Shloshes Yimei Agbala. Tomorrow night is going to be Shavuos. Rav Sternbach discusses the minhag quoted in their Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch quotes that there's a minhag to eat milchiks on Shavuos. Why is there a minhag to eat milchiks on Shavuos? Many, many suggestions given by the Mefarshim. The Mishnah Berurah quotes that when they got Hilchas Kashrus, they had to go back and they had a shecht, and they had a salt, and they had to prepare all the meats. So nothing was ready, and they were starving after Har Sinai. So the only thing they could do quickly, they had milk. Milk the cow, get milk. So that's why they ate milk then in the days of old, in the days of our Sinai. So therefore, we also, because they didn't have enough time to be able to go through all the kashrus preparations of meat. Rav Sternbach, in the end of Moed Muzmanim, in Chelek Ches, this is on page Ayin Tes there, he says, Umar Golobapumi, I have another idea that I always like to say over. and that is for the minhag of eating milk. Al pi haGemara b'choros, and the Gemara b'choros that we just mentioned, a daf vav, that there was a havamina that milk should be aser mishum eiver menachai, kamash molan its mutter. When did it become mutter? Suggests Rav Sternbach, it became mutter at Har Sinai. Beforehand, they only had the avera of eiver menachai, but it became mutter at Har Sinai, and because they made it at Har Sinai, they all went and had milk. It was all considered Eiver Menachai before Har Sinai. Only post Har Sinai did milk now get a heter mefurash. There were heterim, hilchas kashrus were given. So that's why you know that it was, that's why we have a minhag. Yishlomar, jilafnei matan Torah, behemes haya asra chalav, mishum Eiver Menachai. Varakba matan Torah hu, tehuter lehem achalav. Alkein chaviva lehem achilas chalav. Velachein noagin lechom achalei chalav. And then he says, I found this in the in some earlier sources. The problem with this is twofold. Number one, one of the sources is Eretz of Aschalav Udvash, and or earlier, or a land flowing with milk. One of those psukim was stated earlier in the Torah, before Har Sinai. Number one. Number two, many of you might be thinking, the story of Avram and the Malachim. He fed them milk. What? He fed them treif? It was Eber ben Achai. What? He knew they were angels? He didn't know they were angels? Pashtus? Right? So how did he feed them milk? And Chazal bent over backwards to explain that he fed them first milchiks and only then fleishiks, and different halachas that he fulfilled then. But either way, this is the suggestion of Rav Sternbach that the shvuas minug of eating milchiks is connected to our mitzvah of Eiver min hachai. Okay, let us now continue. Umasha Amru, there are various details in terms of which limbs and how much of a limb has to be eaten to violate this Aveira. He said, Masha Amru, just continue one more line, then we'll go further. Sheechad Eiver Sheishbo Basav Adgidim Atzamos. Whether it's a limb that has flesh, sinews, and bones, like a hand or a foot, or an Eiver that ain't bo etzem, or doesn't have a bone, like a tongue, or a spleen, or the kidneys, or the heart, they're all included. But there are some differences in details. Everything's included. The question is, how much do you have to eat? Do you have to eat the flesh, the aver, the ain't bo etzem? Do you have to eat the whole thing, part of it? All the details are given there in Meseches Chulin. If you look towards the end of the Sefer HaChinuch, he says all the way at the end, this mitzvah applies always to all people, men and women, Jew and not Jew. The overall zev, the ochal eiver menachai, o kezayis mimenu, if somebody violates and eats eiver menachai, eats or a kezayis from an eiver, chayav malchus, that's an isud araisa, chayav malchus. V'zos achas ben ha-sheva mitzvah she'in al b'nei ha'olam b'chlal. As we've said, it's one of the sheva mitzvahs b'nei noach. Aval mikol makom, chiluk yish ben pradi ha-mitzvah ben Yisrael l'shar umos. But there are differences, as we just said. Maybe according to some achronim, they're bothered. Eggs maybe are a difference. Right, what is Eiver Menachai to a Jew could be different than what Eiver Menachai is to a non-Jew. Right, just like we have by Arayos, just like we have by other by Lo Sirtzach. Here, it's a little bit difficult to say that something is mutter for a Jew and usser for a non-Jew. That's a little more. The Gemara never likes to say that. Right, to say that a Jew is able to do something that a non-Jew cannot do. Either way, that is the chinuch. Umin adomesh achiyav l'shar umas Eiver Menachai bein b'torah ubein b'tzmeim. But he adds at the end l'chora. The non-Jews don't have any halachas of kashrus besides this. So pashtus is that Eiver Menachai applies even to the non-kosher animals from their point of view. Even though from our point of view, it only applies to kosher animals. But that's not a problem because it's usher to us anyway. Just the question is why. Kain horez zakein. That's what he quotes from the Rambam. If you look in the Minchas Chinuch in Os Tes, he quotes another important issue, and that is, there's a major discussion in the Rishonim. There are Gemaras that point in various directions, but the question is, what we would call cannibalism, or not cannibalism, what about a limb of a human being? Is a limb of a human being aser mishum eiver min hachai? Is that aser? Rachmana litzlan, rachmana litzlan. If somebody's in a situation where on the floor there's a carcass of an animal, and he could eat, or not a carcass of an animal. He has Eiver Menachai, a live animal. And he has Rachman al-Assad Eiver Menachai, a human being. Which is worse to eat? Pashtus is, it's worse to eat the animal. That's the pashtus. Because what Eiver min hachai shall Adam, the Rambam, well, let's take a step back. Eiver of an Adam, what's the Isser? So according to the Rambam says, Besar Adam is an Isser Aseh. There's no Los Aseh in the Torah that says that you're not allowed to eat the meat of a living person. It's an Isser Aseh. The Rambam says this in Hilchos Ma'achalos Asuros. Ha'adam, Ava bishenemar bava yi adam nefesh chaya, eina mechlal mine chaya. Even though it says nefesh chaya in Brachos, it doesn't mean that a person is a chaya. Lefichach eino ela ba'asei, viha ochel mibsar adam o mechelbo, beimin achai, beimin ameis, eino loke. There's no malchus, aval aser hu ba'asei, because the Torah says, eat these chayos, and the Torah is not one of them. So, and a person is not one of them. Rachmana l'slan, there were times, terrible, tragic times in history, when we had to face these situations of what to eat. So the Rambam, who says that it's only aser ba'asei, lech ora im kein, says the menchas chinach, eino noe gever menachai, ba'adam idrash azu. The Bisaro Aser. So Lachor, according to the Rambam, we would say Ibn Achai is not Aser of a human being. Umi Kol Shekein L'Dasa Ra'ah, and surely according to the Ra'ah, who says that it's already Aser Mishum Lav, is an Avera, so it's just like a non-kosher animal. But according to Baalei Tosvos, Iksubis Daf Samach, and others that say, on a Daraisa level, maybe it's even Mutter, there's no Iser Daraisa. So then, it could be that it would be Aser, Ibn Achai would be Aser, by a person. And he quotes the Ramban, the Rashba, that says there is no Eiver Menachai by an Adam. The Ritva says that there is Eiver Menachai by an Adam. Right? Different discussions in the different Rishonim have this discussion. This is separate from the issue of the mitzvah of Kavura. That also is a major discussion. We know there's a mitzvah to bury people. What about a mitzvah of burying limbs? Does one have to bury a limb, Rachmana Litzlan? Let's say somebody has to get a limb amputated. Is there a chi of kvura? So the minhag is to bury it because it's mitame mace. You don't want any kohen to becoming tame. But mi'ikar adin. So Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva, yes, there's a chiyuv to bury limbs. Mashenki and Rov Rishonim, the Shvas Yaakov and others, seem to say that the minhag is to, but mi'ikar adin, one does not need to bury. And they quote Raya's Lakana Lakan from Gemara's in Shas. Okay, we'll have to stop here. B'Hashem, we will continue. B'Hashem, probably after Shavuos. After Shavuos, we will continue.